Well, it's a very significant move because it takes away the two remaining big investment banks on Wall Street, the two big remaining independent banks. And it reverses a whole era of legislation which has separated investment banking from retail banking. What it means for the banks themselves is that they will be able to go into a much broader range of business. And it means we will have Goldman Sachs branches, for example, across America, where you will be able to bank as a retail customer with Goldman Sachs. And it gives them more access to funding. It means that the Fed will be able to provide them with the same sort of funding that commercial banks currently have access to. At the moment, investment banks have had that funding for a very temporary, for a short period of time during this crisis. And that was due to be closed off at the beginning of next year. But now these two banks will have access to all of that funding forever.
So what would it mean on a day-to-day basis? Will staff be changing the nature of their jobs? Will there be job losses? How will it pan out for the people employed by the banks?
Well, the banks themselves are saying that they will carry on doing business as normal and that it won't affect their day-to-day business. Banks in America, obviously, if you have a nationwide network of branches, that could be a whole new area of funding.
But will they be competing with all the existing banks that are already there on American high streets, or would they be looking to take some of them over?
Well, I think they will in the medium term look to take some of these banks over. At the moment, those banks are very weak, and there are all sorts of issues in these retail banks. Most of them probably aren't big enough, and most of them have lent money mortgage holders who can't pay back, and many of them have bad loans on their books. So a lot of them will come up for sale in the next 12 to 18 months, and I think you could see Goldman Sachs or Morgan Stanley looking to buy a retail chain in this way, although I think they probably won't want to take on huge bad loans. I mean, that would be just another area of problems for them, so they would do their due diligence on these banks quite carefully.
And how have the markets reacted, and how would you expect them to respond to this going forward?
Well, interestingly, Wall Street opened quite down, and I think this is a reaction to the political wrangling that's going on in Congress over the $700 billion plan to bail out America's banks by buying up toxic assets from their balance sheets. There's some sort of political discussion about how that will go through Congress. The Democrats, for example, want to attach help for homeowners to that bill, whereas the Republicans want it to go through clean as is. And I think the market sees that uncertainty is a very bad thing. Markets, of course, hate uncertainty. And so there has been some selling of shares in the markets. And I think you would expect after a momentous week like last week to see some recovery in stock markets across the world. And we did see, of course, on Friday, a huge run-up in share prices, the biggest ever rise in London. I would have expected to see that reciprocated this week. It's obviously early days. We could see stocks recover later on in the week. But at the moment, things are still looking a little bit weak and uncertain.